الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning to his existence and no ending. And I humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al family and companions. The following is a section in illustrating what is obligatory on the guardians of boys and girls. It is obligatory as a communal obligation upon the guardian of the children, boys and girls, who reached the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz, that is, who responds in understanding to what one is asked, to order them to perform prayer, whether current or make up prayer, in a serious manner, indicating to the child the importance of the prayer. To teach them the rules of prayer after they have completed 7 lunar years of age. However, if the child becomes mumayyiz before completing 7 lunar years, then it is not an obligation to order the child to pray and to hit them, not in an abusive way that causes harm, for not performing prayer after completing 10 lunar years of age. That is, hitting them would be after 10 years of age. The same is done in the case of fasting, if the child can bear fasting. That is, the guardian is obligated to order the child to fast at 7 and hit him for not fasting while able at 10. However, if the child cannot bear fasting, then he is not ordered to do so. Moreover, the guardian must teach the children, boys and girls, who are mumayyiz, what is obligatory upon the accountable to know of the basic beliefs, such as the existence of Allah, His oneness, and He does not resemble His creation, and that He is not a body. He teaches the children that Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank, is the messenger of Allah, and that he was truthful in all that he had conveyed from Allah, and that he was the last of the prophets, and that he received the Quran from Allah. He also teaches them that Allah created angels, and that he will annihilate the earth and what is on it, and that he has created for the obedient a place of residence at which they live in enjoyment, called Al-Jannah, paradise, and for the blasphemers a place of residence at which they live in torment, called Jahannam, hell, and the like of the matters of belief that is obligatory to know. The guardian must also teach the mumayyiz child, along with basic beliefs and rules, such as what is obligatory, like the 5 prayers and fasting Ramadan, and what is unlawful, like stealing, lying, even if one is joking, adultery, sodomy, gossip, and talebearing, that using siwak and congregational prayers, jama'ah, are religiously encouraged, and similar matters. It is obligatory as a communal obligation on every Muslim to order his family, that is, his wife and the like, and everyone else he is able to order with prayers if they do not pray. After teaching them the rules of prayer himself or arranging for someone else to do so. Among the conditions of the validity of the prayers is wudu, ablution, which is using water on specific parts of the body, initiated with an intention. The integrals of wudu are 6. The first integral is to have the intention of purification for the prayer in one's heart, or any other valid intention, like intending, I am now making wudu, or the obligatory wudu, or intending to make permissible that which requires wudu, like intending to make the prayer or touching the Quran permissible with what I am performing now. It is not sufficient to say that with one's tongue without having the intention in one's heart. Nor is it sufficient to intend performing tahara, purification, only. The intention must exist when washing the face, that is, when washing the first part of the face, not before or after that. That is for the intention to accompany washing the face according to Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah raise his rank. While it suffices if the intention to make wudu preceded washing the face by a short time, according to Imam Malik, the son of Anas, may Allah raise his rank. The second integral is to wash what is apparent of the whole face once. The boundary of the face lengthwise is from the normal hairline, for most people, to the bottom of the chin, where the jaw bones meet, and widthwise from the tragus of one ear to the tragus of the other. Therefore, all that is inclusive within the boundary of the face must be washed, including the hair and skin. But it is not an obligation to wash the inner part of a man's thick beard, which is the hair grown on the chin. Nor is an obligation to wash the inner part of a man's thick hair grown on his lower jaw bones. Rather, it is sufficient to wash the outer apparent portion of hair of both the chin and the jaw bones. If the hair of either were thin, then one is obligated to wash both the inner and the outer apparent part of the hair. It is considered thick when one's skin is not apparent to the person conversing with him, and it is considered thin if the opposite is true. The third integral is to wash the hands, including and forearms, once, up to and including the elbows, where the upper arm and forearm join, and what is on them, that is, hair even if thick, a nail, a growth, cracks, and scab. The fourth integral is to wet wipe the head or part of it, once, even if the part is hairless. Even if the part wiped on is one hair, or part of a single hair within the boundary of the head, provided that the part of the hair wiped on does not lie outside of the boundary of the head if it were to be extended to the side where it normally falls, or else this will not suffice. The fifth integral is to wash the feet and what is on them, that is, hair, nails, growth, and cracks, once, including the ankles, which are the joints between the legs and the feet. This is true if one is not wearing khuf, a foot gear, where in his case, he is obligated to wash his feet or else to wet wipe the foot gear when the conditions of wet wiping the foot gear are fulfilled. These conditions are for the foot gear to be pure, covering the whole foot, including the ankles. The foot gear must withstand walking in them without wearing something else to protect them for the necessary errands normally performed by a traveler when getting off to rest and packing up to leave. It is also a condition that the foot gear is worn when one is in the state of complete purification, and that they prevent water from going through to the feet. The sixth integral is to observe the aforementioned order, that is, by starting with washing the face, accompanied by the valid intention, then washing the hands and forearms, then wet wiping the head, and then washing the feet. The following is a section about the invalidators of wudu, ablution. Ablution wudu is invalidated by four matters. They are the omission of anything, be it customary or not, a tangible substance or gas, from the eliminatory outlets, which are anus, vagina, and penis, except mani. That is, if one's own mani is emitted, it does not invalidate one's wudu, according to Imam Ash-Shafi'i, may Allah raise his rank. The second invalidator is touching the penis or vagina of a human. Therefore, touching that of an animal does not invalidate one's wudu. The invalidator is touching a male's penis or touching the area where the two parts of a labia minora of a female's vagina meet on the outlet with the inside part of a bare hand, or touching the human's anus at the area where the portions of the outlet meet, not the mere touching of the buttocks with the inside part of the bare hand. We need to clarify this so people are not confused. The inside part of the hands is defined as the area concealed when placing one palm on the other while applying a slight pressure and fingers spread apart. Therefore, touching the aforementioned with the back of the hand or touching that with a barrier does not invalidate one's wudu. The third invalidator is for a male who has attained to an age where he is normally desired to touch the skin of a marriageable female who attained to an age at which she is normally desired. Therefore, if a young boy who is not normally desired by woman touches the skin of a young girl who is not normally desired, or the skin of a woman, or if a man touches the skin of a young girl who is not normally desired, or touches a woman with a barrier, or touches other than her skin, such as her hair, his wudu is not invalidated. The fourth invalidator is losing mental discrimination by insanity, epilepsy, being drunk, or sleeping. Except if one is sleeping with one's buttocks firmly seated, be it on the floor, on an animal's back while riding it, or other than that, one's wudu is not invalidated. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our purification and prayer, and Allah ta'ala knows best.